Former U.S. Representative Geraldine Ferraro announced last month she has blood cancer, which is in remission thanks to medication. She says she's feeling well and is pleased to be part of this month's Tuesday series of conversations about favorite summers. Geraldine Ferraro's choice, no surprise, is the summer of 1984. That's when Democratic presidential nominee Walter Mondale selected her as his running mate. NPR's special correspondent Susan Stamberg reports.
If you were around that summer of 1984, you probably remember where you were when you heard the news. For the first time in history, a woman would appear on the ticket of a major political party. There'd been rumors that Mondale might choose a woman, and as a three-term member of the House from Queens, with a reputation for hard work and political savvy, 48-year-old Geraldine Ferraro had been interviewed for the job. So had Dianne Feinstein of California. Ferraro was getting ready to fly off to the convention when one of Mondale's assistants stopped by with questions. But Ferraro was in a hurry.
And I said, I need a haircut. I've got to go. And he walked out of my house after I left. And when he got closest so he could get to a phone, he called me and said, you will not believe it. This woman ran out and got her haircut. And part of it was, I guess, because I really didn't think it was serious.
Jerry Ferraro figured Walter Mondale would choose someone else as his running mate. Then, in California, Fritz Mondale's right-hand man came to her hotel room with more questions.
And he said, you'll be getting a call tomorrow. And so I went to bed, and it was still
Wait a minute. So you went to bed?
Well,
what could the call be?
No. I knew it would be either me or I was getting a call from Fritz Mondale, but it would be either, thank you so much for being part of this whole process, but I've moved on and chosen Dianne, or, yeah, I've chosen you. So I didn't know which way it was going to go. And to be quite frank, I still thought it was going to be Dianne. And so I was kind of resigned to the fact that this was what it was going to be. And hey, listen, it was for me a great ride. I was going to run for the Senate, and that was going to be, you know, where my focus was going to be. And what happened was I got a call the next day at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and it was Fritz, and he said he'd like to have me on the ticket and would I be willing to do it. And I was so happy. I mean, I felt that we'd be able to change things. I also thought it was an incredible opportunity for women to take down that men only sign from the door of the White House. Mm. I remember I opened the door and I said to my staff person, guess what? We're making history.
Mm. You didn't have a moment here of stopping, screaming at the top of your lungs, jumping up and down and saying, good heavens, it's me.
No, I didn't do that. What I did do is I don't jump up and down like that often. But I did, you know where I felt it more? I felt it when I got up before the convention, because all of a sudden you look out on this audience of 10,000 people, and what had happened was the male delegates had given their floor passes to the female alternates in their delegation so that the women could be on the floor with me. Lots of children, people had brought their children. And there are lots of women reporters. And there are signs and excitement and laughing and cheering and lots of crying. It was the most incredible thing to watch, brought you up tall.
Of the convention.
I'd like to hear what women said to you that campaign summer.
There was a connection. I had older women. I'd go to do an event, and I would come out, and this happened more than once, but I remember one place where a woman was with her walker, and I leaned down, and she said to me, you know, I never thought I'd live to see this day. I had a woman, a state senator in Michigan. She was introducing me, and she said she remembered that day she was at home, and she was sitting on the couch with her niece, and her niece and she were watching the convention, and she said, all of a sudden, she said, tears started streaming down her face, and she said, I put my arms around my niece, and she said, I said to her, I feel whole. And she said, you know, Jerry, she said, the thing that was the most amazing thing was that I didn't realize I didn't feel whole before. Hmm.
What a roller coaster time it must have been for you, because this huge jolt came. Just 2 weeks after you were chosen, financial questions arose involving your husband, John Zaccaro. I don't want to go over all that old ground, and I'm sure you don't either. But you have said that if you'd known how much personal agony that would have caused, you wouldn't have run for vice president. Now, even with all of that, you still name this as your best summer?
Yeah, because if God had said to me, this is what it's going to be like for the next 6 months, I probably would have said, God, do me a favor and give it to Diane. This was an opportunity for women. And look at how long it's already been. It's 17 years since I got the nomination. We still don't have another woman who's been on a ticket. We don't have another woman who is seriously contended for president of the United States. When is that going to happen? I've never said because of personal things I wouldn't have done it. I really wish that it could have been a better place for us both on a personal level and on the results of the election. I would really have loved to have spent 8 years in the White House as the vice presidential candidate, and then I would have run for president, spent 8 years doing that.
I was looking over what you said in your acceptance speech at the convention in 84, and you ended it this way. Every one of us is given the gift of life, and what a strange gift it is. If it is preserved jealously and selfishly, it impoverishes and saddens. But if it is spent for others, it enriches and beautifies.
Yeah, I believe that. And, you know, the models that I've had, my personal models, my mother, my husband, believe it or not, as we grow old together, it's fascinating to watch him and to see the impact that it's had on our children and how they have begun to be the same way as adults. It's wonderful to say my political models, Tip O'Neill, what an incredible person he was. I had a sister, Catherine, who was a nun who, because I was in boarding school, my mother had to work. She was like my mother away from home. And here is another woman who gave her whole life to others, and she made the world a beautiful world.
Hmm. How lucky you are to have had
them. I really am.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
It's been wonderful.
Feel well.
Thank you.
Geraldine Ferraro, remembering the summer of 1984 when Democratic presidential candidate Walter Mondale chose her to be the first woman to run for vice president of the United States on a major party ticket. They lost, badly, and President Ronald Reagan served a second term. I'm Susan Stamberg, NPR News, Washington.